Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. All of you, dress yourselves in humility as you relate to one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Some years ago, I was privileged to attend a conference at St. George's, Windsor. We were given the task of identifying the most important personal qualities that were needed for strategic leadership. My small group included a chief constable, a general from the British Army, a managing director of a major engineering firm, a high-flying civil servant, and a finance director of a large organisation. I was the only church leader. After many hours of fascinating conversation, the group decided that, without a shadow of doubt, the first quality that was needed was humility. Their point, which I gladly supported, was that a humble person was good at being flexible. They were very willing to admit when they had made a mistake and were eager to welcome other people's ideas. Humility doesn't often get a good press, and I was amazed and delighted that this hugely competent and successful group of people could see its importance. The problem with pride is that it erects barriers wherever it goes. The proud person doesn't need others, and certainly doesn't want their ideas. Pride pushes other people away, only wanting their admiration. God opposes the proud because they believe that they have no need of him. Their hands are already so full that they can't receive anything more from God. By contrast, the humble person comes to God with empty hands, longing for him to fill them with good things. The humble person has a true understanding of who they are. They don't believe that they're unimportant and that they don't count. That's called false humility and is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches. The Word of God constantly reminds us that we are important, loved by God, gifted, and have a wonderful future. The humble person recognizes the value and importance of every other person and wants to serve them and learn from them. They are open to whatever God wants to teach them. True humility flings open the doors to God's blessings, and we should seek it with everything we've got. Let me pray with you. Loving God, forgive us for those moments of sheer foolishness when we've felt proud about ourselves and our achievements. Help us to walk the path of humility and to have hands that are open to receive your blessings. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.